321, speaking with Commerce owner Hilton Potts. Been on it for 2 weeks now. Just describe the whirlwind in these 2 weeks.
Oh, man, it's just moving really, really quick. But the great thing is it's moving in a positive direction. And we really feel that, and we know we're putting together a winning, you know, organization, and we're going to move ahead really, really fast.
Has it been overwhelming for you in these 2 weeks?
No, it hasn't been. You know, it took me a couple of days after the sale went through just to kind of step back, step out, and kind of take a position of from the outside looking in, and just figuring out real, real quick what we have to do. And I really feel with all the decisions that have been made up until this point, we're moving ahead really, really fast in the right direction.
Give me your thoughts on naming Harleen coach and general manager.
Well, you know, just once again realizing what was the duties and responsibilities of a general manager and of a head coach. You know, I was able to kind of evaluate who was our best candidate out there, who would get us to where we want to be, and how quick could they get us there. And it just became evident that she was the right person for the job.
You're a very community-oriented person, so let the fans know, or the listeners know how important that you want their support this coming season.
Well, we need their support, and we want the fans to know that we're committed, you know, to the community. We're committed to the fans. We're committed to our corporate partners. And that was one of the first questions that I asked Carlene when we sat down, you know, is how important is giving back to the community to you? And that, she made it very, very clear that giving back to the community was really, really important. And she understood that I understand and know that if you're not giving, you're not living. And it's about using this team as a tool and a vehicle to reach out and make a positive difference in all of our, you know, little boys and little girls' lives, and even reaching out to some families, you know, because pretty much all of these girls are the American Dream situation, the American Dream story. I know I'm an American Dream story. You know, I was one of them guys that shouldn't have been this, shouldn't have been that. You know, sure wasn't the guy that should have purchased a professional sports franchise. But, you know, it's all about thinking positive, being positive, and doing what's right.
Okay, one last thing. Any, I guess, scheduled announcements for players coming in, new players, anything like that?
No, nothing as far as in players immediately. You know, our immediate goal is to reach out to the community, to the fans, and we need to sell tickets and we need to sell corporate sponsorships. So, and we know it's going to come together and it's going to happen real quick.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.